Good afternoon, friends. We appreciate you tuning in again for another short testimony today. And it's the Reverend David Park, who is the minister in Hebron in Ballymoney. That's the Free Presbyterian Church here in Ballymoney. And just before we start, how long have you been here?
Nearly 28 years.
28 years almost. And before that, it was Port of Ogie?
Before that, Port of Ogie for 7 years.
Right.
And before that, Oldham Broad for nearly 4 years.
Yeah. So that's a good stint then in Ballymoney. So I'll just ask your brother to give a word of testimony and tell the folk out there how you became a Christian and what the Lord Jesus Christ means to you. So I'll let you.
Well, it's always a joy to speak about the Lord and what he's done for me and the grace of God that has triumphed in my life. I had privileges above all privileges, like many people do in this country. I was brought up in a Christian home. My mother and father loved the Lord. They made sure that their children were sent out to every meeting possible. In those early days, we were not in the Free Church, but we went to a Presbyterian church. We went to a Brethren Sunday School, a Brethren Children's Meeting. Missions, we were taken to missions when we were very young. So the gospel was something that I was very familiar with from my childhood, being born into a Christian home, brought up that way. It wasn't until the age of 10, and that's still pretty young, that I came to know Christ as my personal saviour. The Christian, or the Child's Evangelism Fellowship, CEF, came to our housing area and conducted a five-day club, as they did in those days. And it was during that time that the Lord really dealt with my heart, young heart, and I went home one night midweek, and I got down at my bedside in my room, called upon the name of the Lord in simple childlike faith, and the Lord saved me by his grace. I have to say later on, and sadly it is the testimony of so many young people, when you get to the secondary school years, they were a wee bit rocky, and I didn't walk with God the way that I should have. But the Lord never left me, never failed me, and by this time we had started to go to Portadown Free Presbyterian Church, Bethany as it is known as, and I think that was in the year 1975, soon after the new building had opened. My father was always a great follower of Dr. Paisley, not only in the political sense but in the preaching, and even before the Free Church was born, my father would have gone and listened to Dr. Paisley preaching the word. So when we heard that he was in Portadown at the church, we went along to hear the preaching of the word from God's servant. And we liked what we heard because we were not being fed in the church where we attended. And so it wasn't long before the decision was made, actually made by the children of the family.
Okay.
And mum and dad, they followed them, the children, and we started to go to Bethany. Those were great days because, looking back on it now, we were living in a period of revival, mini revival.
Yeah.
We look back to the 1859 revival. Yeah. We speak about other great revivals that have taken place in church history. But the Free Church was really on fire for God in those days. And as young people, we didn't need to be told to go to a prayer meeting or to go to a youth fellowship or to get involved in God's work. We did it. We did it enthusiastically. We used to go out on a Sunday afternoon and give out gospel tracts as well. And just young people taking their initiative to serve the Lord. And at the age of 17, I was teaching in Sunday school.
Very good.
Because there was a great work among the children in those days in Bethany. In fact, there was one particular Sunday we had a record attendance. Now, they aimed to have a record this particular day, get all the children that were involved in the Sunday school in attendance. And it was something, if my memory's right, like 443 children
in one Sunday
at Sunday school. The Lord was dealing with me in that period of time. As a young teenager, I felt the call of God. I wanted to leave school immediately. I was just finishing fifth year, and behind my back, my mother and father sought the advice of the Reverend Elliot, you see.
Right.
And one night he came to visit, and I wasn't really expecting him, but it was just to persuade me to keep at my studies, which I did for another year. and I left after my lower sixth and went out to work to raise money just to go to Bible college, which I did. I was still a teenager.
Yeah.
I was 19, and the Lord was dealing with young men at that time in our church. So you had the Reverend David Smith, the Reverend John Gray, and myself. We all went to Bible college together, and some other young people who went to train for missionary service.
Yeah.
So yes, great days to look back upon. We went through the 4 years of the theological hall at the Whitfield College of the Bible, and then the Lord opened up the door to serve him in England.
Right.
We were asked to go and speak at the meetings for a month.
Whereabouts in England is that?
Oldham Broad.
Right. And that's on the, is that the east coast of England?
It's the most easterly point of England. Lowestoft, Oldham Broad, it's the same.
Well, that was a part of the world that experienced a move of the Spirit of God down that.
Well, 1921, through the preaching of Jock Troop, revival came, and God blessed it. It was a fishing town, and the fishermen were principal in that revival. So as they followed the herring up the coast and came in and out of the different harbours, they brought the revival with them.
Yeah, right.
And it's known, as you probably know, as the Forgotten Revival or the Fisherman's Revival.
Yeah.
And God blessed. So we were there almost 4 years, and the Lord called me back to Northern Ireland. So I went from the most easterly point of England to the most easterly point of Ireland.
That's right,
Is Port of Bogie. From one fishing port to another fishing village. And we had almost seven wonderful years, and knew the hand of God there and the breath of God. I think that's the testimony of every minister that's been in Port of Bogie, that God has come in just like the tide with revival blessing, and the tide went out, the tide always came in again.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the end of 1996, I was called here to Ballymoney. And we've been here for over 27 years now. And we've been rejoicing what the Lord has done. So I was greatly involved in the missionary work, as you know. And I served in the mission board for 28 years. But a year and a half ago, something very significant happened in my life. I became 60.
So is that right?
That was... I know I don't look like 60. I was probably going to be your next word. But and I thought to myself, how do I want to continue, by the grace of God and the will of God, these last years of my ministry? And I really sought the Lord about it. Pardon me. And, a great burden in my heart, first of all, for Hebron.
Yeah.
And I felt I want to give more time to my own church. And then missionary-wise, I have a great burden for Romania and for the Roma people particularly to see the one for the Lord. And as I sought the Lord and called upon his name, it just seemed as if the Lord was saying, do what's in your heart.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done.
Good.
Give him my time over to serving him here in Hebron and also in Romania.
Yeah.
So I've been to Romania 32 times.
That's right.
Just back from a conference with the Roma people. So we had a blessed time.
Good. Well, look, it's wonderful to hear how you've got converted young in life, and starting off serving the Lord young. And with all of life's trials and burdens, it's good to look back and see the hand of God and the leading of God and the grace of God and the blessing of God as well. So the church Hebron, what is the street that this is called, or the road that this is called? And
we are Market Street,
Ballymoney. Services on the Lord's Day,
12 noon and 7.
So if you live local and you don't maybe have a church to go to, or you're looking for teaching and gospel preaching, you'll get it here in Ballymoney, 12 noon and 7 on the Lord's Day, and you'll certainly be made very, very welcome. And just if you had one sentence to challenge some maybe young people that are watching this, or older folk as well, what would you say just by way of conclusion?
I would give them my motto text, which is 1 Corinthians 15:58. And it's a text that I've tried to live by from my student days. In those days, people used to say, will you sign the Bible?
Yeah.
And when I signed the Bible, I always put that reference there.
Yeah.
And it really is about going on with God and giving your life to him, knowing that as you do so, living that life that is steadfast and immovable, that your labour's not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
So give yourself wholly to the Lord, walk with him,
and
know his blessing.
Friends, thank you so much, and thank you, brother, for your fellowship over the last week and for this testimony today. And may God bless you out there, and put your faith in Christ if you haven't. And if you have, go on with God and serve him with all your heart. Thank you for joining us, friends, and we'll see you next time.